Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1237. Visible translated text is as follows. 196 line there, and certain printing on it is due to me, because I got this sheet up myself. On one side you notice expense, and two main headings, expense. Materials. Together they comprise the expense for the week. On the other side, like the debit and credit side of a ledger, is the value, gross value of the goods, which have been packed up during a given week. Down here below, you will notice less repacked. You remember the repacked that I told you about, the pencils taken out of stock and repacked to make them move better. That value is deducted so that it won't allow error to enter into this figure. Then we take off 12%. Down at the bottom, that 12%. Allows for freight allowances, cash discounts, and possibly other allowances, and gives us the net value or the net amount of money for those pencils, which the treasury of the pencil company receives in the last analysis. On the other side is the materials, the cost of materials that went into the making of those pencils, based on the amounts and kinds of pencils, which, of course, as in this instance, comes from the data sheet. The first item under expense items is labor, and the labor is divided, as you all know, into the two classes, direct and indirect. The direct labor is that which goes directly into the making of the pencils themselves, and the indirect constitutes the supervising, shipping, office, clerical help, and so forth. These figures are brought directly from the payroll. The indirect labor, however, as in this case $155, is an empirical figure, a figure which we have found out by experiment to be the correct figure, and we arbitrarily decide on it and keep it until such time as we think we ought to change it and then change. The burden that a business has to carry is the fixed charges, the expense that it carries, irrespective of whether it will produce 2 gross or 200,000 gross, like rent, insurance, light, heat, power, and the sales department. The sales department expense usually goes on whether the salesman sells little or big bills. His salary is fixed and his expense goes on. Rent, heat, light, power. Sales department might go on. That is figured out, as you could find by looking back, continuously from week to week, and there is no work other than jotting it down to figure in this total. The repair sundries is also arbitrary at $150. The machine shop, however, is available. It appears alongside of investment. Investment is crossed out and machine shop written in. There is a reason for that. The time was at the inception of our business when every machine built by us was so much additional added to the value of our plant. In other words, it was like investing more money in it. In time, however, the time came when we quit making machines and then we simply kept them in repair and we charged that to expense, crossing out investment and putting down machine shop as an expense item.